What are you doing with my gun, you fucking retard?
In the front, not the back of the head. Second shot to the belly, sure to shatter the spine. Loading the gun and vision inside of my mind. Encoded message under my skin, telling me not to let them live. And if I do, I'm sure to take their place. Even though it's a sin, intended victims are kin. And if they scream for mercy, shoot them in the face. Tonight, to say to do it, I better do it quick. It's almost dust and my heart's beating real fast. I keep replaying in my head how the gun will look when I catch them sleeping to see the flash from the gun blast. Up the staircase, longer than I ever walked. Time slows down when the tension's heavy. And a shotgun slipping cause the palm's real sweaty. And the demon keeps asking me,
are you ready?
I nod and say that I suppose and blame the bullet holes and blame the bullet holes. And both bodies slumped over, the door won't close. So I pause in amazement and take my repose.
Don't stop there, it's too far alive. I said kill them all and they almost die.
So back up the staircase to make a quick right to my parents' room to kill them both on sight.
After what happened, it was like a nightmare. I'm looking at my mother and father dead, my sisters, and my God. I got scared, I ran out of the house, jumped in my car, ran down the street, got my friends and came back to the house. They decided now they're gonna take Ireland's house, which is next door, and turn that into their command post. So they took us all over there. I told them in the beginning things that were true, but, you know, to get the pressure off of me, there was a lot of problems, you know. It's not that I could sit here and lie to you. I can say that I knew something bad was going to happen to my mother and father. We were really a close family, you know. It's a shame what happened, but it happened.
Strange things going on inside of my mind telling me to kill. Telling me to get a butcher knife up out of the kitchen. Hey, wait a minute, listen. Kill. Whispering, and I can't get away. I hear this shit all day. Really not sure why the voice come get me. I'm about to go insane. What I said really don't matter, cause everybody in the room better find a way to get out of here. Instead of causing problems, I'm making everybody suffer. Now I'ma be the motherfucker looking for a volunteer. I can hear it again, whispering, transitioning through anything that I'm listening to. And I can't think about bringing anything but impending doom. Go in the kitchen where everybody is sitting. Now they're looking at me like I'm some kind of a fucking lunatic. Or maybe I was wrong, and the reason that they were looking is they can see it all in my face, man. I'm losing it.
I guess the Abbeville Horror really is supposed to be me, because I'm the one that got convicted of killing my family. Some priest was in the courtroom watching my performance on the witness stand. He felt that my performance, I had to be possessed by the devil.
Everything is done now, like the demon said. Only me alive, no more voice in my head. Total silence, all that's left of the night. Bloodshed, gunshell, death, and sheer violence. Are you happy now? Look what you made me do. Everybody's dead now, I wanna kill you. I said show yourself, but no, it's both. There was only one shell in the pocket of my coat. So I loaded my gun back up.